Look back at racing from the weekend and our meeting on Saturday at Randwick with Chairman of Stewards, Ray Murray. Morning, Ray. Or afternoon, Ray.
Yeah, hi there, Sean.
The last one, Saturday.
There's been a lot of lasts recently.
There'll be all these milestones popping up for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to avoid, but I didn't. Again, I was unsuccessful.
No, they're going to get you. You know that, don't you? Yeah, you get no hope out of this. The first two on Saturday, there's a little bit of action.
Yeah, look, we started on a fairly firm track, but we're showers for most of the first five or six races. I don't know if there was much the punters could take out of it. Fantastic Man, we put a warning on it, Sean. It wanted to race a bit over ungenerously. High Tide took heels at about the 800. It did run last, but that probably wouldn't have helped it. Don't know that there's much else there amongst the report that assists the punter.
Second race, KB Jennings, a bit enthusiastic with the whip and threw in 500 awards your farewell party.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if he's seen it, so any humour in that. But, yeah, he was three over on the winner. It did win by half a length, but he's got to play the same rules as everyone else did in that race. So nothing else to report much there. Race three, we had a bleeder, Pacific Pearl. It unfortunately bled from both nostrils, so it goes out to the paddock for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. What about the fourth, Ray? Much from that?
New Tipperary, it was showing cardiac arrhythmia, Joe Pride will have to produce the results of an ECG, and it goes to the trials. That New Zealand horse, it drifted in the market, but it went in gloriously. The connections there said they didn't think it handled the conditions. I mean, it still stayed firm. When we got to the last race, they ran, what, the 1,400 and one, broke 123. I haven't got it right in front of me there, but yep. They weren't getting into it far, but it tailed off. And High Dreamer was another that Tony Cavallo, the rider, said didn't handle the going.
All right, we move then to the next race. Prince Famous didn't handle the conditions either?
No, and it was a sort of a bemused Peter Snowden. We spoke about Prince Famous, and he said, well, doesn't have any wet track form, and he'll report if there's anything amiss with it. But he said, the winner, that's a good idea. He said, he's worse in the going. And he drifted from 7s to 12s. Prince Famous, there was a bit of support, 5.5s into $4.40. Mm. So he couldn't quite work out how the track conditions played with his stable runners, but he had a first and a disappointing one.
Trois Chouins, you had a good look out after race six?
Yeah, it got a bit further back than we thought it would, and we questioned Sam Clipperton. He wasn't instructed to go back. It won over 1,200 first up, Sean, and Joe Pride said to the stewards, look, I put blinkers on because I was a bit worried it'd be looking for more ground, and the blinkers had sharpened it up, but it didn't show any pace. And actually, the winner, Ellie Lou, was able to drop in mid-race. It only ran on fair, and but Sam Clipperton did say to the stewards, look, If it steps up to 1,400, it might perform better. It was never on the bit. And Joe Pride said also it likes tracks with a bit more give in it. He scratched it the previous week because of the firm track, but he thought with the rain forecast that it suited. But perhaps a forgive run if you get those conditions. Next starts, Sangavi's respiratory distress has to have a scope and a full vet clearance before we see it.
All right. Now, the McKell Cup, was there much from that?
No, it's hard to make. Ecuador dictated terms and was too good. Havana Cool had just got chopped out of a run at the 600 and got home all right for third. You know, may have finished a bit closer, but don't take anything away from the winner.
All right, what about race 8, Olympic Academy? I know that's got a fair mention.
Yeah, it did. It got into a bit of trouble at the start, but then about the 100 metres, we had Sab Cat. It Actually, early in the straight, it attempted to duck out. Tim Clark pulled the whip through to his left hand, and it actually shifted back in and then did a left-hand turn at the 100, come out onto Shalmaneser and Olympic Academy. Sam Clipperton said probably it gave him the race because it put Shalmaneser back on its right leg and it finished off. And Olympic Academy was probably the unlucky runner because it got interfered with and was only getting going close to the line. John O'Shea said, look, Subcats never got to the front, so maybe that was it. He'll consider backing it up. He's going to try Winkers on it, and we put a warning on the horse.
And the last, Glenn Schofield came back and thought, I'm going to make you work a bit and throw in two protests.
Yeah, when I come back in from watching the last race and people have been kind enough to say your job's done, there was a double protest and both upheld. So Invincible was fourth, Disgraceful ran third. So we had Glenn Schofield, Brendan Abdullah against Roguish. Roguish shifted out, tightened them up. Both protests upheld, and unfortunately, the apprentice jockey, Taylor Marshall, yeah, he'd got a holiday last week, so he's out now until the 15th of June, so he's got a long spell. Cape Crusader led and weakened. They said the track had deteriorated. We'll get a report from the Waterhouse stable.
Gee, Ray, I might try and dine in the steward's room from now on. Prawns and oysters, followed by pavlova and chocolate cakes. A bit better than the Sangers. I'm not going out with the knockabouts, I can tell you.
Yeah, look, Ann looks after us very well. I'm not suggesting we get that every Saturday, but I said you're the only person at the ATC I've never fallen out with, so I'm sensible that way. Ann gets about, everyone in the press knows her, press room and the steward's room, so she presented us with a bit of a cake, and I wouldn't say it was calorie-free, but it was very tasty.
Well, that's fantastic. Ray, as always, is our last one. We appreciate it, but we will talk to you shortly.
Yeah, good show, and all the best.
Thanks, Ray. Ray Murray joining us there now. On Thursday morning, Racing HQ, Ray Murray will join Andrew Bensley in the studio, and we'll be taking calls. So it'll be your chance to ring up and talk to retiring Chief Steward Ray Murray in our studio on Thursday morning on Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. We'll be taking calls.